Drake comes in at number one for a second week in a row, Blackpink's Lisa delivers yet again, and BTS are set to perform for world leaders. This is Billboard News Now for Monday, September 20th. First up, Drake's Certified Lover Boy spends a second week atop the Billboard 200 Albums chart, as the set earned 236,000 equivalent album units in the US in the week ending September 16th, according to MRC data. And I'm way too sexy to go unprotected. This set opened at number one a week ago with the year's biggest week for an album. Of Drake's 10 number one albums, Certified is his fourth to spend more than a week atop the list. His other multiple week chart toppers are Scorpion, which was number one for 5 weeks in 2018, More Life, which was number one for 3 weeks in 2017, and Views, which was number one for 13 weeks in 2016. Meanwhile, Kanye West's former number one, Donda, is a non-mover at number two on the new Billboard 200. Didn't know it was a simple time. Kacey Musgraves' new studio album, Starcross, debuts at number three, scoring the singer-songwriter her fourth top five charting effort. Plus, the album's 77,000 units marks Musgraves' largest week by units earned, making it the top-selling album of the week. Starcross also logs the second-largest debut streaming week for a country album by a woman in terms of on-demand streams. Only Taylor Swift's re-recorded Fearless Taylor's version had a larger debut frame when it launched on the April 24, 2021 dated chart. Starcross follows Musgrave's 2018 album Golden Hour, which debuted and peaked at number 4 on the April 14, 2018 chart. This set would later win two Grammy Awards for Best Country Album and for Album of the Year. Olivia Rodrigo's fourth number one, Sour, is stationary at number four, and rounding out the top five, Baby Keem's debut album, The Melodic Blue, bows at number five. This set features two collaborations with Baby Keem's cousin, Kendrick Lamar, as well as a joint effort with Travis Scott. Next up, Lisa of Blackpink keeps it coming. Here's Jordan Rowling with the details.
Lisa of Blackpink is back with another solo video. Over the weekend, the LaLisa artist hopped on social media to tease an exclusive performance of Money, set to premiere September 22nd. As Blinks know, the track is one of two new songs from the Blackpink member's LaLisa project, released earlier this month. Last week, she dropped a special stage performance for the title track, plus an official music video, which scored a hefty 157 million YouTube views in its first week. Ahead of LaLisa's arrival, Lisa told Billboard, "It's a good opportunity for me to finally let the world know this is who I am."
And finally, BTS ARMY, get ready. The boys are set to perform for world leaders. Here's Jordan again with the story. Just walk the walk tonight.
BTS just brought their message of love and community to a truly global stage. On Monday, September 20th, the K-pop supergroup delivered a pre-taped performance of their worldwide smash Permission to Dance at the United Nations General Assembly. But first, the guys took to the podium to present a poster board filled with affirming phrases about the world we live in today from ARMY. Then, as part of the UN Sustainable Development Goals event, BTS talked about the environmental challenges facing us, pointing to the young people focused on making the world a cleaner, more efficient place. While some consider them COVID's lost generation, RM offered up a better, more positive name, the Welcome Generation, because instead of fearing change, this generation says welcome and keeps forging ahead. According to a statement, the UN's Sustainable Development Goals are a blueprint for fighting poverty and hunger, confronting the climate crisis, achieving gender equality, and much more. The aim is to achieve all 17 goals within the next decade.
That's all for today, but for more on these stories, you can head to billboard.com, and don't forget to subscribe to our daily podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.